what the message was about. And so in doing that, we had pretty strong talk about, I shared how I've changed a lot because of my dad and how it's been very rough on me. And I've seen that I've changed, and I've been frustrated with God for a while. But when I saw that, I started breaking into tears. But I saw that the people around me have been going through a lot of the same thing, have been going through a lot of hardships in their life. And there's one thing that really stood out is when my brother said, I got you. You're my brother for life, and I will always be with you. And so they all prayed for me, and I realized that it's not only my brother who's got my back. Jesus and everyone else who's in that room has my back too. And so the next day, he told us to come up stage and ask your youth pastor to pray for you and to give all the hardships in your life and just throw it up to God and Jesus. And so when I went up there, it was really tough for me. And so one of my leaders, Big Mike, he came and prayed for me. And it really meant a lot, the words that he said, because I knew that he was there for me and that he was praying for me. And I'm not the only one. And during that time, the song No Longer a Slave went on. And I knew that I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. And during that last time, he said, go back to your normal lives. Go back to where sin is allowed and not everybody is a Christian and you might get judged. And during that, I realized that it might be hard for me, but I can fight through this with everybody else who's going through the same pain as me. And I know that I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
At this time, I'm just going to pray over the Edmonds family. So would you join me in that? Lord God, we just, Father, we know how much you love each and every one of us in spite of our pain and our troubles. And Lord, I just thank you so much for what you're doing in these boys' lives and in this family. God, you can just see the Holy Spirit is present. And God, we thank you for the way that you have loved them so deeply, but your love shines out of them. And Lord, we just pray as the Edmonds family, every single member of that family right now, God, they just need you. Lord, we all need you. And so in this moment, we surrender ourselves to you. We are no longer slaves to our sin and our fear. But God, we are your children, and we thank you for that truth. Be with them and bless them and give them peace. Pray these things in your name. Amen.